Okay, let's turn this down for a minute. We are on the air. Today is Freestyle Sunday. But before we start, we're going to act a little bit silly. And we're going to do some freestyling. We have Jay Figga, Mr. Sippy, and Thimberly and Ashley.
Hi, y'all.
Really? She's so country. Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
All right, so Millennial, put your phone down.
Come on. I can hear it. I'm going to get it.
All right, so who's going to freestyle first? Mississippi? Uh-huh. So this is how we're going to do it, you guys. We're having fun. We have, like, a whole bunch of topics we're going to pull. And so once you pull one out, that's what you have to rap about. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to turn up the music.
All right.
So we probably won't answer you guys' responses right now because we're going to be, you know, like all in. All right, here we go. All right, your topic, Mississippi.
British Knights.
So you doing it?
You doing it?
Wait, you want it? Oh, it just went off. It needs to be charged. So what's up? It went charged. Go, BK. You want a new song? From the beginning, because we freestyle for the whole duration of the song.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I know it was like that.
All right, so Mississippi. Okay, Mississippi. All right, go Mississippi. British Knights.
Okay.
No, it's over here. It's dead. It needs to be charged. All right.
Why are you
there? I know you reaching for it though.
Can you come close to the mic?
All right, and we starting this over. All right, here we go.
Oh gosh.
All right, the topic is BK's British Knights. Here we go. Freestyle Sunday.
All right.
Go.
All right, go watch it. You talk about that,
dude. Okay.
I got the BKs on, but y'all on my feet. I wear them so priceless, they can't even see. This is what I do on a regular. I keep the sneakers fresh and clean, like some tater tots. I don't know, but I'll box. Get it down and dirty. My shoes are clean. I'll put your face in the mud and hit you with my BK dream. Not Burger King, British Knights. This is where I do every night. On the corner, throwing them things. Hit your girl in the face with that thing. Yeah, not the Glock. Hit her with a pistol. Pistol whop. I whop it, man, everybody knows the same. I got the money, yes, I got the fame. I don't like the British Knights, so I put my BKs on the flight. The Texans, they're blood killers. That's what they call them in my neighborhood. Yeah, that's what we did in Bays. You don't even know about this haze. I feel naked. My microphone not working. You need to put it on and stop jerking. Stop eating in my ear. Stop punching food. What you digging in? Can you please? Okay, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay.
I'm not feeling that beat.
So Mr. Sippy's not feeling the beat right now.
No, I'm like, stop.
BKs, you want me to take it over?
Okay.
No, it's good. Who's next? Who's next? Who wanna go next?
I want Tech. I want Tech.
Okay. So let's stop that real quick.
Can I pick Cat?
No, that's already been done.
Oh, y'all got a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, but we didn't participate.
You did BK's last night.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
I don't remember.
Well, you were kind of tipsy.
Well, how you going? How you going to sit there and tell everybody what they got to do? But, yo, yeah, you use old shit, too. They use
it. It's on a list.
Right, baby.
Here we go. What is this connected to? Here we go.
You just connected it.
So much love than no
makeup. All right.
This is on the computer.
Okay. Hey, Roxanne. Audrey, what I do is party all night. Roxanne. Never gonna love you, but it's all right. She think I'm a player. Okay, though. Only because I pay. Okay. Hi, Roxanne. We're doing our freestyle Sunday. Yeah, I know. So who's going next?
I was joining in. I thought it was a group.
Oh, no. Okay, so my topic. You want to pick one for me?
Okay, pick one. Babe.
Pick one. We're picking one. Don't pick the one that's open. That we may have done that one.
Why did you say take it out?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. We're reaching in our jar of dreams and we're about to freestyle.
Unfold it,
please. Because Ashley is about to.
The Cosby's.
Yeah, I did that for Mississippi. So here we go. Let's go to the next one. It's over there. All right. Here we go. We're gonna freestyle about the Cosby. Okay, here we go. We're gonna freestyle today about the Cosby Show that I used to watch back in the day. Cosby Show. Hey. Well, you had Mr. Cosby, then you had his wife, then you had his little daughter, Rudy. Rudy, was that right? Yeah, little Rudy. Then he had the niece, then he had Theo, then he had, what's that other
Sandra.
One?
Sandra.
Okay. Vanessa. You had all these kids living in one house, and they always had to shout. Because my topic is the Cosby. Hey. Yeah. Okay, the Cosby. I watched this show back in 83. I said, hey, I wanted that to be. I used to want to be a lawyer. Then I said, I want to be a doctor so I can toy with you. I'm freestyling. It's Freestyle Sunday. Please don't laugh because Monday.
Yeah, it's real life.
Monday, you know.
It's real life.
On Monday, I get serious. Then, you know, I get curious and I ask all kinds of questions. But today it's the Cosby because it's Freestyle Sunday. And I don't know what to say about the Cosby. But Mississippi used to watch it every day. He still watches it to this very day. He watches all the reruns on the TV. He does. Season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 3.
Okay.
The Cosby. The Cosby. I'm not done yet. 1, 2, 3. Everybody left me. They're not in the room, you see. So I don't have an audience in here to hear me. The Cosby.
Roxanne
said, I'm not staying in here with you. If you don't know what to do, you don't talk about the Cosby's and not the groove. The Cosby. The Cosby. And that was my topic. All right. Are you ready?
It's that time. So look, they're the ones who've been practicing. We're
gonna let everybody just sit there and sing what they want to sing. So her song is Roxanne. Put in Roxanne.
No, this is freestyle.
No, we're done with that.
Put it on hip hop beats. I don't know what this rock and roll stuff is.
Give me five. Yeah, how about this?
I don't know what that is.
All right. We try to find us some hip hop beats because that's what we do. Creep, 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 creep. Looking for hip hop beats, don't you know? It's time to sweep. Looking for the hip hop beats in the room, right? That's what we see. Yeah, looking for the hip hop beats. Because you know it's actually from the Union City. The Bay, that's me. Okay. All right. Here we go. You like that, Mississippi?
I can get on.
What about you, Mr. Figure?
It's Chief Figure.
Here we go. Oh, wait. We got to give you a topic. Or you just going to go on top of your head? That's it. All right. Your topic. You ready? This topic is Black Panther.
That's easy.
Okay.
Hey, yo. We over here with the Black Panther. I got a motherfucking smooth with the head. You know, my girl, she... It's not my girl. Sorry, y'all. I should have got a tank about it.
That's Black Panther, yeah. Black Panther. Black Panther. Something like a Black Panther.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No. We just started this.
We're doing Black Panther?
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Yo. All right.
No.
Here we go. He's about Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Here we go.
I got the mic.
Yeah, you got the mic.
I think I'll throw a hook in there.
All right.
Black Panther. You gotta get with it. Black, it ain't on. I gotta turn my shits on. Black Panther.
Let's turn it off.
Black Panther. Black Panther. Black Panther. Black Panther. It's the way you roll. No matter how you do it, we take it cold. Black Panther is strength and unity. Can't you tell that we do this on a day? You see? People thinking that we stupid and riddles. Can't tell how I do this when I do this. Your Black Panther is not where we go. It's how you live yourself through your soul. Walking down through the streets is where we go. Everybody like the way that we flow. Can't tell you what we do this. But everybody's scared of the Black Panther. Cause your Black Panther is strong. Your Black Panther is not wrong. He's always gonna be right. Black Panther tonight. Yeah. Black Panther.
Yo, we making songs on.
Black Panther is nice. Yeah, your Black Panther. It's a black cat. No answers. Throwing answers on the top of the dome. And everybody know that they was gonna be roaming. We roam the streets cause we own that bitch. We Black Panthers, we in this bitch. All white people sucked up. Now you can get down this shit.
Cougarous. FCC, he didn't mean that.
Yes, I did. No matter. FCC can't do anything. I'm the Black Panther. I run this shit. Put your fists in the air. Wave them all around like you just don't care. And this is how we do it on a daily basis. Because the Black Panther all up in your faces.
Okay.
That's super slow.
Bars.
That's super slow.
Okay.
That was super slow.
Thank you, Black Panther. Thank you. So.
Wait, why did Lil B come on after that?
Right.
I like that one here.
No, why did he come on?
The top pick is bananas. Look at their bananas. Who likes bananas? You like bananas? I like bananas. I used to always eat them at grandma's. Bananas are really good for you. It's nature's candy and it's really sweet too. Oh my gosh, let me catch the beat. Hold on. The Bay Area is right at my feet. Cause I'm from the Bay. They call it the Yay. That's what we do all day. Cause we go and be hypey, eating bananas and all the pies, right? See? Yeah, that's what I said, okay. Right? See? Bananas.
B.
The topic
A.
is
E.
Bananas.
A. E.
Yellow bananas, green bananas, black bananas, plantain bananas, all the bananas, small bananas, big bananas, middle-sized bananas. All of the bananas are good because you can put them in a banana pie and just make it taste really, really good. Yes, I love bananas. How about you? Hannah Montana? No, I said bananas. Because bananas. Stop! Yes, bananas.
Bananas, none of that.
Bananas. That's it. That's our freestyle. That's the skit.
The song is bananas.
I think we know who won. I think I know it's not me, but I'm still fun. Because I like eating bananas.
I say you
on
won.
Pies and fruit.
Because, yo, he was freestyling like nothing.
And I like banana candles. My sister makes candles.
Banana candles?
Okay, I think we're done.
I got a bar for bananas. Oh, you're so sorry.
All right, you guys. So that was our freestyle.
Yay. Yeah, the hand clap thing.
Oh, the hand clap?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So.
Yo, you know he won, though.
Of course. So he won.
I've never won anything in my life.
So what did you win, Mr. Sippy? You won a date with Ashley.
I've never won anything in my life.
Yeah, right. Anything under $10 he can have.
Oh, I can hit up McDonald's, get some chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets and a milkshake. No, I get a 10-piece and a milkshake.
Yo,
I'm good.
Take my brother out on some real shit, man.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets and
so
a milkshake.
Maybe Applebee's or something. That's
Applebee's.
Applebee's. Yo, he liked Applebee's.
$2.22.
What's that?
And Friday.
Oh, 2 for $22. Oh, the meals, right?
Yeah.
Yep. There we go. Okay, so you guys, so what are we talking about today? Yesterday, you guys, Thimberly and Jay Figure had, can you stop touching each other?
Okay.
That's just, okay, so you guys had, you had an event that took place in Walmart. So Thimberly, can you explain, or Jay Figure? I don't want you to work up. I don't want you to
say, you want me to say what happened?
Can you do it, Thimberly? He's going to get too worked up. But
man, I'm about to smack the shit out of some motherfucking white man.
Yo. Oh, my God. That's what I said.
This what happened.
Oh, jeez.
I kicked the whole fucking cart. I ain't care about none of that shit.
Well, tell them how it started. We were just being
okay, how it started. They were in the store loving each other. Come up and put a professional spin on it.
Okay.
No,
thank you.
Professional spin. Listen, I'm going to let her start and I'm going to finish.
So this super rude guy, just, I really believe that he was.
Gangster with that shit.
She is gangster.
I'm going to get there.
Talk like that shit. You got to say that shit. Go ahead.
So we were in line, just hanging out, enjoying ourselves, talking, laughing like we usually do, making, you know, just cracking our little personal jokes, our little private jokes. Yeah. So it's really super tall, weird guy. This guy had to be, what, 7'10", 7 foot?
And I'm 5'5".
And you're
taller than 5'5".
No, I'm like 5'5", 5'6".
And the guy, not 5'6". And the guy,
you always want to take somebody. You always want to take somebody.
You're the same height as her.
Nope. Okay, anyway.
All right.
So this very rather strange gentleman was... throwing Jack Links into his basket, just hurling them in there, just throwing. And Jay Figger was like, hey, man, you all right? You having a good day? We're just keeping it lighthearted, keeping it friendly, you know. So he looks, and then Jay's like, man, you okay? And then he makes some smart remark like, what is there to be good about her? Why are you bothered? Just something crazy.
No, he said, why I'm bothered.
What did he say?
He was like, what is it to be nice about?
Yeah, yeah. Which is already like a terrible attitude. Like,
so I kicked this motherfucker caught.
But this dude looked like Sasquatch. Looked like Sasquatch. He just looked like a big Sasquatch. And he was buying Jack Links.
He looked like a caveman.
Yeah.
I kicked the motherfucker caught.
And his cart was like sideways in the line. So we're like, sir, you know, are you in line?
And I kicked the shit hard.
What'd he say when I said, sir, are you in line? He didn't straighten out his basket, right?
Yeah,
and then he just started just popping
and
off.
And I said, "You ain't gonna talk to my girl like that."
Yeah.
So when I kicked the shit, and then he
what did he say? I kill people. I kill sheriffs.
And I say, you
I
know,
kill the policemen.
And I say, you know,
yes, he did. That's what the dude said.
And I say, you know what the fuck I do? I say, yo, nigga, like,
don't put it out there.
I said, sir.
We're on the same level with that. We can go toe for toe on if that's what you're talking about. Right. But yeah, long story short, you know, we really feel like this virus is just bringing out the worst in people and the worst kind of people. I don't know. I promise you, this dude on a regular basis is
man,
not
fuck
Roman.
That shit. I was getting ready to beat your ass. Yo, and I told him, yeah, see me.
He was just crazy. He was just crazy. He was just like banging on the conveyor belt. Just, I mean, an absolute nut. A nut asshole. He was just terrible. Put your head up. Oh, sorry. He was just the worst. That's the worst experience I've ever had in Walmart. And the dude that was checking us out was acting like he was scared. He should have put a stop to that and pressed the button and been like, this dude is not. Now that I think
ain't
about it.
Ain't nobody going to talk to my motherfucking girl like that. So, yeah. I was on my shit. So, fuck that tall ass motherfucking caveman ass nigga.
Yeah, my baby was about to get him.
Yeah.
So, Thimberly, can you tell us what you had in your hand during this event?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my baby went and grabbed a motherfucking little cappuccino shit. She's
and,
wreck
and why
shit.
Why ever did you have a cappuccino in your
I
hand
for my life to some degree, and I wanted to have some type of sharp object to take out his Achilles or perhaps his jugular.
Oh my god,
we got a whole gun. We don't
get no
gun.
You don't know. He like Top Gun. Like the movie,
man.
Yeah.
Fuck that, we was about to beat that.
Yeah, it was quite an
experience.
It's
gonna
be a rumble in the jungle.
Yeah,
that's what he was trying to say.
It was just a really tough. Like I've never experienced anything.
Okay,
like
so
that
let me ask you guys: because of all this coronavirus, don't you think it's bringing out the worst in people?
I absolutely do. Everybody's paranoid and afraid, and not really being aware of the facts. And people are upset because they're stuck in the house, and you know, our only outlet is to go to the grocery store, the liquor store, and probably walk around the park a couple of times, you know.
But
so, yeah.
They're telling us not even to do that now, right?
I'm not gonna. I have to get out and get some fresh air.
What's up, Raj?
That's a necessity for me. So, yeah, that's not gonna happen for me. But anyway, it was just a really rough day. And I just see that happening more and more. You know, attitudes are getting worse. People are driving crazy. People are being less courteous, you know, all of the bad things.
Yeah, people driving crazy when we coming over here.
Yeah.
And
I think it's
in and out of Miami.
Yeah.
What's the rush?
I feel like think it's because they know there's not as much police presence. So I feel like people think they can do what they want to do.
Yo, Freestyle Sunday is you gotta go ahead and freestyle, man.
Are you guys gonna freestyle for us? Oh, Freestyle Sunday is like we give you a topic and you have to rap about it.
Yeah, we gotta pick out the little jar.
or talk about it.
Or we tell you like pop, we say popcorn. Oh, is it Monday? No, it's not Monday. It's still Sunday here.
Maybe it's Monday where they
are. Yeah, because you guys are like on the other side. He's probably in India.
You know, I got a homeboy named Raj. Remember, I told you that's where I put my chicken at.
Oh, yeah, he's from India. Okay, yeah, it's still Sunday.
Yeah, here. I got a homeboy named Raj, man. I bought a chicken. I put it in his coop.
Maybe he bought a chicken.
Okay, yeah. So,
no, I did, though.
For real, his name is Raj.
His name is Raj.
Where do you live?
In Colombia. He got a huge-ass mansion.
They speak I put it Spanish. In his...
This is another country.
Raj don't speak Spanish.
He's in Colombia?
Yeah. Colombia, Maryland.
Oh, I thought you meant like Medellin, Colombia. like where you can Calle. Ride the white like, horse, Colombia.
Like I bought a real chicken.
Oh, okay.
Murray McMurray.
Oh, he's in India. Is he in India?
No, he ain't in India. He's Colombia. Out here. We're in Maryland.
Yeah. He's out here. We're like.
You ain't say you said support the chicken?
I don't think I did.
You know, I want some chickens,
she's
too.
She's been wanting to order chickens.
I've been
forever.
Wanting to order chickens forever, but.
You want to buy your chicken?
Huh? I have nowhere to keep him.
Yo.
Baby, but I got nowhere to keep him because I want to take care of him and have. You know, sell the eggs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you laugh scary.
So listen.
Not totally chickens.
He has roosters and he has chickens. So I was like, where am I going to put this chicken at? And then I was
why you bought a chicken, though, for real?
Babe, remember I told you I was drunk and I just went ahead and bought
it. And you just bought some chicken. Wow. Let me have that chicken right there. No, that one.
That's that's not how it went down. Don't.
How you buy a chicken?
Don't do me like that.
How'd you buy the chicken? He's about to tell us there. Oh, he said there are lots of chickens out there.
I bet it is.
So how'd you choose your chicken?
So, yeah, I was like, we was fucked up. I was like, yo, I was like, you know, we went to the flea market, and I was like, yo, I'm about to buy a chicken. And he was like, my cousin Timmy, he was like, yo, you about to buy chicken for real? I was like, yeah. I was like, yo, give me that chicken right there. And then I bought the chicken, and then we took it. And then his sister, Livy, she was sitting there. She was like, you really bought a chicken? I said, yeah. And I was like, where the fuck I'm going to put it? And I was like, yo, let's go to Raj's house. And we put it at Raj's house.
It's still there?
Yeah. Raj got a pony and everything.
Huh? Oh,
he's in a pony.
Like, you know, I'm talking about like a little pony.
A Shetland, yeah, like a Shetland.
A Shetland
pony, the little miniature. Yeah, like yeah, a dwarf
has,
pony. Yeah,
he has not a dwarf pony.
That's
baby.
What a Shetland is.
No, baby, a pony is a pony.
It's a Shetland. He's a dwarf. It's a Shetland pony. They don't grow very big. It's a baby horse.
That's what it is.
So now it's grown.
So now it's a stallion.
Yeah, now it's a stallion.
It's not Megan. It's a little.
It's a grown horse.
Bougie stallion.
But still little.
Yeah. But oh, yeah.
Is it still little?
My chicken.
Somebody's the pony.
Oh, the pony. The pony's still little.
So he's a dwarf. Shetland is a dwarf pony.
Vodka's a hell of a drink.
Okay. I had electrolytes.
Electrolytes
see
and,
the light.
And what's in your pimp glass? Look, they're gone now. They left us. They're like, forget these people. I don't want to talk about chickens.
Ponies.
I don't want to talk about ponies,
dwarf, dwarf ponies,
fights in Walmart.
Y'all can leave.
Chicken links, turkey links.
We bought ponies and chickens and shit. Babe.
Dwarf ponies.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I really bought a. Listen to me.
Did you name it?
No, I ain't named it.
Why not?
But listen, I was getting ready to buy a dove too.
Mm. You actually could have kept a dove in the house.
A dove? Did you see the dove? The man that had the dove at the funeral? Did you see that?
Oh my God. Where they killed the dove. You know, people be releasing.
So
the dove.
Everybody, okay. I'm not a YouTube person.
Yeah, your podcast is about to be live. Like
I'm not a YouTube person, but Mr. Sippy showed me this guy that was like trying to release this dove during a funeral.
And the guy had like a death grip on the poor little dove. And he was stroking the dove and all this stuff.
Release dove at funeral fail.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Several funerals this has happened.
Okay, so he's stroking the poor dove and he tries to toss the dove up.
Is this?
Yeah.
Yes, the dove, he goes up and then he hits the ground. Yes, but did you hear? You have to hear how he sounds when he says it. Mr. Sippy had to translate for me because I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Okay,
I'm gonna chew. But. Yeah, so
I turned it up. You turned it back down. Hold up. Oh shoot. Sorry, y'all.
You gotta take it back.
Okay.
And my brother. And my brother. I heard David
said
just the other day.
Actually, you need to understand
that man. Like this dog.
Somebody was laughing though. They said, ooh. And then some other people did it too.
The dove died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't realize how gentle doves are. You know what I'm saying?
Delicate.
Yeah, they don't realize.
You have to be very gentle with them.
You can,
because you can crush. We have birds, and you can crush their little bodies.
Yeah, move, and they're
out. With the Son and the Holy Spirit And then there's another one. They set doves free.
Next to a busy freeway.
Next to a freeway.
You
try to put her hand on it. Okay. Come on.
So he's preaching.
Watch the bird. So. Okay.
And
so
I love
people
animals.
Don't understand, like,
like, ooh,
you know,
just the people reaction.
Yeah, that's what makes it funny, especially that first
they
one.
They just don't understand, ooh, like how delicate these poor little animals are, and they're just tossing them up, and
why would you do that?
It's just not, it's not right. I don't think they understand animals. They,
and you don't even like animals. If you say that, then
I like birds though.
Like, yeah,
I like birds.
Yeah,
they die.
I mean, they're
you can't squeeze them.
You can't do it and toss it up like a football.
Yeah, you can't
do
that.
Think it's gonna live.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They subject to the ceiling fan. They real.
Ooh. I can't do my bird, man.
Yeah. Hers too.
I told you part about poor little Kiwi. Rest his soul.
Kiwi, one eye.
I'm not going to talk about Mr. Kermit and Mr. Polly.
Probably I got one eye.
When he died.
Kermit. Yo,
payback.
Kermit.
Yo, oh, when he tied on the
kid. Went off.
Okay, so how are you guys?
And Javon cried.
Hi, sorry, Pippi.
Javon cried.
Say, Pippi.
Got chopped off in his ceiling.
Oh,
head.
Snap.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't say what happened.
No.
Yo, so listen.
Okay.
So I had birds,
We're talking about bird stories now.
I forgot we was on.
Yes.
So listen. So I had two little parakeets.
What was their names, babe?
It was Babe. It was Mr. Polly. It was,
Miss Polly.
No, it was Miss Polly and Mr. Kermit.
I know who named them.
My mama named them.
No, y'all named them birds.
Polly and Kermit.
I ain't named them birds. So look, yo, the birds was out. And then, you know, like you clean the cage out and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know how you go to... Babe, stop.
Come
laughing.
On, people are listening. The world
so
is
you
listening.
So you know how you... Gotta get him back in the cage. So I'm gonna I'm gonna go throw the sheet like this and Huggy. We had little ass Shizu. Yo, Huggy came in the room and he ragged his little ass. And you get him crunching. Yeah, just.
Sorry, babe. I'm just being your, you know, adjective.
Really. Thank you.
And
your house, like, damn.
And me, you like you, yo, you know I'm a gangster. I'll be like,
baby, you were eight, but you were small.
I was a gangster still. I was like, fuck the bird.
No,
Javon was like, oh my god, like he's running around and shit like this.
And he then was my like mom, five, right?
Yeah.
And you were what, eight?
Yeah, I was eight.
Really?
And Javon comes in, you know, and he's acting crazy. And then my mother come upstairs and she's like, What happened? And I'm like, yo, the dog ate the bird. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah. I would have cried too.
Shout out to all the birds that died.
Oh. And brother one that the ceiling fan, the head chopped off.
No, matter of fact,
I don't even want to talk about poor little Kiwi.
Cause that was the one that my dad had the ceiling fan on.
Yeah.
And then he let the birds out.
Yeah.
Cause he wanna clean the cage. And then like the bird head chopped off.
So the moral of the story is
why are you laughing?
Get the birds' wings clipped. Yeah. Take care of the pets. Birds are very precious.
Hey, brother, this is a serious situation.
Don't try to throw doves at a funeral and squeeze them to death or by a busy freeway so they can be injured and hit.
I'm gonna buy another.
Okay, let's not do that.
Oh, well, if I have four wings, like
if you have a chicken, make sure you take care of them.
Okay. We can go on Murray McMurray and get a chicken.
Yeah, I'm buying a chicken.
Oh, okay.
Just so we can have one.
All right, thank you. So
chickens online.
And besides that and our crazy stories,
okay.
How is our lockdown going?
Well, then I fly away.
Lockdown is serious. Look, it's serious. But we eating good. And I hope y'all have a good, you know, day and all that. Buy a lot of vodka. Have a good time.
That's how we get through. That and hard chard.
Yeah, hard chard.
Chardonnay. It's wine.
Hard chard.
It's called hard chard. Hard chard. You can
that Kendall Jackson. That's some hard chard.
You can purchase it at Walmart now.
Really?
Oh, yes.
That's what you call it.
In the DC area. All right, so Mr. Sippy looks like he's and about to pass out.
No, I don't know the thing about these liquors.
Make sure y'all tune in to me and my wife.
Only thing I know is water.
2021.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't remember the year.
What month?
We haven't decided that yet.
2021.
You know, I let her do whatever she wants.
220.
It's going to be in Vegas. Everybody's going to dress like Elvis.
Do 420.
Wait, what?
420 in Vegas.
420.
420. 21. That's the best time. Everybody going to celebrate it. Everybody in the world going to celebrate your wedding.
Hell yeah. They're
going to
be like, this is like.
You go out there. You go out there and the strip say, we just got married.
Bro, they're gonna be like, we talking to you. Hey, bro, they're gonna be like, yo, get merch.
They're gonna give it to you for free.
It's legal. It's legal in Vegas. So, hey. Like,
I don't object.
Hi, Natalia. We are getting ready to leave. Yes, we're leaving. It's just a short show because Thimberly and Jay Figure didn't get to tell us about their crazy adventure at Walmart. So you guys like
no, we did something.
I know last yesterday. Night you guys okay. Did. So like for real, everybody, stay safe. Not so much like the gloves and the fear, but we're talking about the crazy people that are
we
out
here.
Now.
We don't got no Rona. We don't got no Rona. We here. We out here. But we're in these streets.
We're talking about the crazy people that are out because it just seems like no one is being kind anymore. And that's what we need to be during this time. We have to be kind. Yeah, do the social distancing, but that doesn't take away your humanity. Okay? So let's stay kind. Let's be nice. All that good stuff. Let's smile behind those masks. We can tell when you smile because your eyes smile too.
You said it with your eyes, man.
You said it with your eyes. Okay. So We'll see you guys tomorrow. Hopefully, I will come on to do some Monday motivation. And we're going to talk about anxiety and all that stuff that I'm sure everyone is feeling, being inside. Well, I like to. So anyway, I do that by myself. So you guys will be fine. Yeah. All right. So you guys, thank you for tuning in.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. PositiveECS.com. Follow me there. And we will see you, all of us together, when next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
We'll probably see y'all tomorrow because
we're going home.
Rona.
Bye. Hi, Natalie. Bye, Natalie. All right. See you.